Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
You're listening to The Drive on Sports Radio 1043 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbus and D-Mac.
All right, earlier we spoke with James Merrillat of 1043thefan.com and caught up with, well, James's unique perspective. The Corin tourney has come to the final in terms of best baseball movie. So this is a fun thing we have going at 1043thefan.com. It'll be this and other types of tournaments as time goes on here. James, okay. My man, how James. Are you, my friends?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing well. So in terms of the Corin tourney for best baseball movie, we are at the finals, and the two movies that it has come down to is The Sandlot against Major League, which are like both. I know this is a terrible mistake.
Just a feel-good moment.
Because both of these are Tyler's two favorite baseball movies. I cannot believe that it has come down to these two movies.
I certainly can. Anytime we turn it over to, you know, the masses to vote, you never know how it's going to turn out. But look, I thought of this after I was on with you guys last week, and you beat me up for my selections on baseball movies. Major League is one of those movies I like. Every time it's on, I stop and I'm going to watch it to the end.
You're a good man, James. Good man.
That one I'm fine with. Sandlot's pretty overrated to me. I'm not a big fan.
That's James. That's exactly what I
said. Why don't you and D-Mac?
So overrated. It's not
you
very.
You and D-Mac go hang out at Haterville.
It's got a couple of funny lines, and You're Killing Me Smalls has a funny T-shirt. But aside from that,
you play ball like a. Never mind.
It's not that strong of a story. It loses my interest. I get bored watching it.
Oh.
What's the story? Where are we going with The Sandlot? What's the deal? To find out, you know, the dude with the bad dog? Like, we find out he's a nice guy? That's it?
No, it's the underdog. The underdog can beat the big dog, you know? Man.
I will tell you this, though. From the 16 movies that were in there, my recommendation, and we're all stuck at home and, you know, going through Netflix, there's a movie.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. The Kurt Russell's dad and, you know, late 70s and the way the sports world was up in Portland.
Right.
Highly recommend that to anybody. It's worth the hour and a half of your time. It's fantastic.
That movie is better, 1,000 times better in terms of a baseball movie than The Sandlot or Major League.
Yeah, but nobody would know because nobody's heard of it.
Well, it's a documentary. So it's you know, it's not like a movie. But, I mean, how is... Hey, man, I don't know. Like, Moneyball to me is a baseball movie, and that movie's freaking unreal. I think it's incredible. So Bad News Bears to me is a unbelievable baseball movie. The original Bad News Bears.
Yep.
So it comes down to the Sandlot. So I'm going to vote for, because I think The Sandlot's so overrated, so I'm voting for Major League, but...
D-Mac never had any friends to play baseball with when he was growing up. It's really what it comes down to. James, did you toss the ball around today on opening day?
We haven't yet, but, you know, still time to squeeze that in. It's nice out now. The sun's out. So, you know, me and the kids can get that in. They're kind of in basketball mode at the moment. So we haven't – it seems too early for opening day. It's March 26th. It doesn't feel like baseball season to me yet. But
well, it's not, so you're good on that front. It's not.
True. But yeah, man, listen, I heard Patrick Saunders on earlier and he was telling all the, you know, his favorite memories from opening day. And I was there in 93 when EY hit the home run and just thinking about all those stories and it just makes you really miss it. I'm like, well, this is kind of cool. I'm hearing all these stories and it's kind of depressing. It made me long for, baseball. So hopefully we all get back to that soon. And those are the kind of memories we're enjoying and talking about.
All right. You know, we're talking about. What change would you like to see happen if we're just talking about baseball right here? If you could make one change in baseball, what would it be?
Wow. Well, I hate the DH, so that's probably going to be an unpopular opinion.
You hate the DH?
Yes.
You want to see
American League games? They take 4 hours. We have to watch the Yankees and the Red Sox every Sunday night on ESPN, and the game takes 4 hours and 12 minutes. It drives me nuts.
So you
what does that DH have to do with that? What do you mean?
On. Wait, I'm losing my brains here. So you'd rather just see pitchers strike out. You think that would be more interesting?
I like the strategy where the manager has to think about, well, am I gonna send Freeland back out for the seventh, or pull him here for a pinch hitter? I like that. I like making the skipper think a little bit. I mean, anybody could manage in the American League. You fill out your card and you put your feet up and you have a beer or nothing to do.
James, James, you're in America. People like runs. People like points. People like
They don't like 4 hour sporting events though. So the DH.
That's your. I cannot believe
that has nothing to do with
this.
The time.
This listen, I set you up, an intelligent person, James Marilat, with some sort of.
You guys aren't that intelligent. You don't like the Sandlot.
And the best that you could come up with is the stupidest rule that exists in all of pro sports, and you want more of the dumbest rule in all of pro sports.
Yes, I prefer National League Baseball. It's, you know, that's the game I watch all the time. I prefer it. You know, the season's too long. I don't like having games in November, but look, I don't think they're going to do anything about that.
How do you shorten the games? How do you shorten the games? That's the real beef, right? So how do you shorten it?
Yeah. Well, you know, I do like some of the ideas they've come up with, pitching changes. It drives me nuts to be at the game, and it's just guy after guy after guy coming in to face one pitcher.
Correct.
And, you know, the righty-lefty matchups and all that, or one hitter, that stuff drives me crazy. So
yeah.
The rule they were going to start it this year with three batters. Like,
yep.
Okay, cool. I like that. If you're going to come in, you got to be able to face three batters. Those kind of things I like, because that absolutely drives me nuts. Patrick was talking about, you know, too low adjusting his gloves 12 times at every at-bat. I'm with him on that. But you know what? I think I'm in the minority for the most part, guys. I like baseball as it is. I very rarely go down to Coors Field and think, man, I really wish I would have been here for 30 minutes less. Like, I enjoy my time there. Being at the ballpark, the game, it's about the right length to me. I think it's kind of one of those things where it's trendy to bash baseball, and it's all, we got to, you know, modernize it. I like the game kind of as it is, so I guess that's probably why I have a hard time coming up with things I'd change. It's the, you know, it's the game I grew up watching and playing and liking, and I'm fine keeping it that way.
All right, what's new and cool on 1043thefan.com? I'm sure it's been an interesting challenge for you and Kendall and Cecil and Johnny, but what's cook? I like the corn tourney. I mean, we're definitely talking about it, even though it's, you know, didn't work out my way, but, you know.
We'll have a new one rolling out next week. So, you know, another topic. I'm not sure what Johnny Hart's got on tap, but hopefully it's as engaging and as good as baseball movies. Still doing draft previews. So, you know, this sounds like it would be boring. Like, yesterday was centers, today was guards. But when you look at the Broncos, it's like, okay, well, who's going to be their center? And if they put Glasgow there, well, then who's going to be their right guard? It's actually been, you know, kind of interesting to go through the prospects out there. So we're continuing to do draft previews. Working on a little project. I don't want to give away too much with you guys that,
yes,
you know, could kind of work with some of the high school kids out there. So
yeah, that'll be cool.
A lot going on, a lot of cool things we're doing. You know, we'll be going behind the scenes, kind of showing what hosts on the station do to, you know, fill their day while they're quarantined. So got to get creative, but it'll be fun.
All right, James, we appreciate it.
Thanks,
Marilat. Nothing better than my main James Marilat. You can catch him at 1043thefan.com. Okay, coming up next, Cecil Lammy, Nick Ferguson. Hang on.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.